Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We had a lot to talk about. Last night was Monday Night Raw. Of course, the week before, we had the return of Rhea Ripley, where she just showed up and Dom got himself in some big trouble. This week, it was the Rhea Ripley show. She opened the show. She was all over the show. And we'll see how it does. I guess Home Run Derby was on yesterday, and Pat McAfee even plugged it. So I guess we shall see how the show does. But we'll talk all about Raw. We are building up towards SummerSlam. And Rhea Ripley is good to go against Liv Morgan. CM Punk, to be determined. They shot an angle last night that was going to lead to CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. But Drew would not do what he was required to do, and so right now there is no match. Drew is still suspended. So Punk is scheduled to be on the show next week. We'll find out if they shoot an angle there or if it turns out that the reason that Drew is still suspended is because Punk is not going to be cleared in time for SummerSlam. So we shall see soon enough. We got NXT coming up tonight. We've got Dynamite coming up tomorrow. And we have a lot of news, including more on the Vince McMahon WWE Janelle Grant lawsuit. She has filed a petition, and we'll tell you what that's all about immediately after the break. And, of course, we have all of the rest of the news as well, including the ratings and Ric Flair saying he's cool if John Cena breaks his record. We also got him talking about an idea he had for Sting's final match that they wouldn't go with. And plenty more. So back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Okay, if you're sleeping on the hot summer styles and great prices at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just shopped there and scored stylish shirts for my husband, along with some cute crochet dresses for myself. Plus, I saved 30% with my Kohl's card. But even if you don't have one, you can still save an extra 20% on some other great finds and earn Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Take your summer style from hot to sizzling and get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% off GPO, valid through July 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And I don't know where Mike Sempervivi is. He's just not here. So I've texted, make sure everything's all right. And I'll let you know when I know. Otherwise, golly, it could be fun Friday again here on a Tuesday. May need some co-hosts coming in. Lawyers representing Janelle Grant have filed a petition in Connecticut court. Grant's attorney submitted a pre-action discovery petition against Peak Wellness Incorporated and the company's owner and CEO, Dr. Carlin Kolker. The petition is seeking medical records related to Grant's treatment at the clinic as it concerns her sex trafficking lawsuit against WWE Vince and John Laurinaitis. Grant alleges that McMahon arranged for her to be seen at the clinic and that she received pills and IV treatments from Kolker, but was never informed about the substances she was given. Grant's attorneys are seeking to receive records of the following from Dr. Kolker and Peak Wellness Incorporated. The plaintiff's electronic medical records, including all associated metadata, defendant's record-keeping and billing procedures, payment records relating to Ms. Grant, defendant's payment arrangements with McMahon and or the WWE, purpose of Ms. Grant's prescribed treatments, the substance of Mrs. Grant's prescribed treatments, any communication between Dr. Kolker and McMahon relating to Ms. Grant, and Dr. Kolker's involvement in recommending Ms. Grant's attorney for negotiation of the purported non-disclosure agreement. Other key parts of the petition read, Peak Wellness operates a medical center that markets itself as providing traditional medical care along with advanced diagnostics, functional medicine, physical medicine, anti-aging, and aesthetics. Dr. Kolker's CEO, medical director of the center. Upon information and belief, Dr. Kolker routinely treats employees and talent of WWE. In or about November 2019, McMahon arranged that Ms. Grant see Dr. Kolker to treat her fatigue and insomnia. At his direction, Ms. Grant began seeing Dr. Kolker regularly. From November 22nd, 2019 through April 15, 2022, Ms. Grant saw Dr. Kolker or another practitioner at Peak Wellness on at least 60 occasions. On multiple visits, Dr. Kolker prescribed Ms. Grant with adrenal trays or adrenal supplement trays provided by his office, instructed her to take the unmarked pills daily. Dr. Kolker did not explain the substances, dosages, or purpose of the pills to Ms. Grant, beyond purportedly addressing her symptoms of fatigue. When she asked him about the substance of the supplement trays, specifically which substances cause her to experience nausea, he responded with pushback about trust, including, quote, "If you don't trust me, we have bigger problems." He prescribed weekly IV infusions, similarly did not disclose the substance of the infusions to Ms. Grant, other than a generalized description in a drip lounge menu. These treatments caused Ms. Grant to feel unwell, which Dr. Kolker attributed to individual tolerance. Additionally, it says an employee of Peak Wellness also was involved in several instances of sexual abuse against Ms. Grant by McMahon, as further described in Ms. Grant's federal complaint. On her last visit in April 2022, Dr. Kolker demanded she sign a statement that required her to provide a credit card to pay for her visits to the clinic. When she refused, he berated her and asked, "What's the matter, Janelle? Is there a problem with money? Is this about the NDA?" By letters dated February 5, 2024 and March 20, 2024, Ms. Grant, through counsel, requested her medical records from Peak Wellness in electronic format pursuant to the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act. So she's looking for all of this information to find out what she was given during these 60-something visits. It says here that Ms. Grant never received or paid a single medical bill from Peak Wellness or Dr. Kolker. Upon information and belief, McMahon and or WWE paid each of Ms. Grant's medical bills, totaling over $51,000. Further, he had personal knowledge of the circumstances surrounding a purported non-disclosure agreement at issue in the federal action. So, a lot going on here, and I guess we'll see. I mean, the whole suit has been put on pause, as noted. It's paused per request of the Department of Justice as they continue a federal investigation into McMahon. But that is the update on what she is searching for at this point. So, Mike has joined us. I don't know if you heard about any of that, but very interesting twist in this story.
Was that the McMahon story? I did not hear much of it, no.
Yes. So.
Well, I have no comment. We shall see.
All right. So that's the update there, everybody. And when we hear more, we'll know more. But she's requesting all of that information. Petition filed in Connecticut court.
Not much really else you could say about that until things continue to move on with what's taking place, either in this case or with the federal case.
All right. Cody Rhodes says the end of his run in AEW was, quote, terrible. He was on with Chris Van Vliet. He admitted his time there did not end well. There were petty squabbles that went on behind the scenes. How AEW ended was terrible, really. People are going to write books later on. These stories are going to get out there. It's going to be a whole new ball game. He says, there is a piece of this that's really important to certain fans from the AEW fandom. They need the story to be that they didn't want me. They pushed me out. They need he was bad. They need that story. They need me to be the villain. I was always fine with accepting that because of the respect I have for AEW in the first place, how difficult it was to do the original All In, how unbelievable the feeling was to do Double or Nothing, how fortunate we were that Tony wanted to invest in this vision, and he had a vision. Regardless of any petty squabbles, I always have a love for it. Got to wrestle Brody Lee's final match. Got to lead people, young people behind the scenes. I will always have a lot of love for it. So, yeah, there were a lot of rumors. A lot of rumors about the final days of Cody and AEW, and a lot of talk about him not getting along with the rest of the EVPs and et cetera. And he did say, he did not like a section of the Young Bucks memoir that stated that he was the last one to sign with AEW. I hated it in the Young Bucks book. They said I was last to the signing because that's a big thing. Some of the AEW defenders, they don't realize they're turning people off to their product more than they're turning people on. So one of the things people always cite, oh, he was last. He wasn't that big a deal to the origin. No, this guy here who's off camera was the first person to ever meet Tony. and he met him in a vetting process for all of us. So, yes, I guess I was the last, and yes, I had different thoughts. It's not incorrect at all what they said. It's not incorrect, but I was just as in on it as everybody else. So, I mean, all I could tell you is that, you know, there were a lot of rumors at the end about Cody and the other EVPs not getting along and having a lot of issues and everything like that. And, you know, he's admitting that there were issues at times. But, you know, he said, and I had other people tell me this, that, you know, after he left, you know, by the end of there, everybody was on good terms. And they're all on really good terms today. And, you know, the early period, there were growing pains. But, you know, he didn't leave because of issues with the EVPs. And apparently, you know, he's talked about how I'm never going to really talk about why I left. You know, that's between me and Tony. And we probably will never know. But I'm pretty sure it's true. There will be many books written about the first 5 years of AEW. And they'll be pretty interesting when they come out.
Yeah, interesting comments from him. You know, I kind of thought maybe that was a little bit overblown about people questioning his loyalty to AEW or people questioning different things about it. And then I looked in the comments of some of the people who posted those that story. And, yeah, I guess there are people that took it out on Cody Rhodes or takes things out on Cody Rhodes. And, you know, one thing it does is reopens the door for debate, though, because every time he brings this up, it's going to lead to people asking, okay, well, why'd you leave? Because he has been secretive about it. And apparently there is an NDA or whatever it is. And I can understand there being an NDA from some point because he helped start the company, trade secrets, all that sort of stuff. But for people who are just on the borderline of this, well, they hear that and now they may want to know more, and it just opens up more debate.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Big question over the next few days is how wrestling is going to do with the home run derby and such.
Did you because, watch?
Yeah. Because last week the shows actually did really well. The Rampage show did 339,000 viewers in a .12, which was their best numbers in months. SmackDown show did 2.4 million. But of course, we can't round up 2.355 and a .70, which was their biggest numbers in months. And then the Collision show ended up doing... the Collision show was interesting because the show itself did 362,000 and a .14, which was way up from the week prior, because the week prior was going head-to-head with, like, that WWE pay-per-view and got murdered. But the 362 and .14, when you think about the fact that it was going up against all of the live coverage of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, the Collision show finished 24th because, like... I don't know. I think there was a UFC fight night that did better.
There was.
But I mean, other than that, like 22 of the top 24 shows were coverage of the Trump deal, which broke at 6:11 Eastern, according to WrestleNomics here. So, you know, given, you know, all of the other competition, I mean, that's a pretty good number. So very good numbers for wrestling over the last or at least last week. Now we have to wait and see how Raw does yesterday. We shall see.
I didn't go back and look it up, but I believe the home run derby really hurts them with younger people. Obviously, your 12 to 18s or however they do that under 18 group, that usually gets hurt. And they usually get hurt a little bit across the board with that sort of stuff because it's the home run derby. But it shouldn't be down too much considering what they have going on right now and considering that Rhea Ripley was at the beginning of that show. It's just going to be one of those things. I think it's going to average out to be pretty close to what it usually does. There just may be some bigger dips at times. And I don't know how it timed up as well, too. It did go pretty long with Teoscar Hernandez and Bobby Witt Jr. there going to a hit-off.
Ric Flair did a bunch of interviews over the last couple of days. He says he'd have no problem with John Cena breaking his world title record. Well, that's good, brother. You ain't got a say in this one.
It's totally real.
He said, I think so much personally of John Cena. He's one of those really great guys, and I've known a few, he said. So
he'd drink with him on the bus.
See, here's the thing with the Flair record. The Flair record is
which one?
It's fake. Okay. Flair's actual number of title wins. You know, Flair's title reminds me of his title wins? 24/7 title, because I was looking at the title history of the 24/7 title, and they got like four title changes unrecognized. Why? I have no idea. But anyway,
technicalities.
Flair's been the world champion about 22 times, realistically, like the number of times he actually won it. And then, you know, they made up numbers. They didn't count certain title changes. They didn't report certain title changes. They, you know. So anyway, the official number according to WWE is 16. But like, if John Cena wins 17, then WWE will promote him, which they have been already, as the greatest of all time. So you may as well give him that title. But, I mean, he's still not going to ever have as many world titles as Flair did. And it doesn't matter, but that's the story.
I was going to say, how many times did Flair have it at a time in WCW towards the end when they were complete garbage, you know, and they just hot potatoed the thing around because, you know, prop bro. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes before John Cena breaks that record as he retires, his retirement tour goes. If and when he breaks it, and then if and when Charlotte Flair comes back and breaks John Cena's record for breaking her father's record.
You know, I don't see that happening, really.
I don't anymore either, but it was always one of those things that a lot of people believe were out there, and I think there were probably some people in WWE that had eyes on it, too.
You know, the thing with John Cena is we have two titles. We have the WWE title, we have the world title. I mean, the world title's the secondary title, but I don't see any issue with him winning that title one more time in his final run. And honestly, you know, I people like to say there's no reactionary booking between AEW and WWE, but of course there is. And I do think that I don't think that John Cena is going to win the title and retire with it like Sting. But I do think that they very much have seen the retirement of Sting and how successful it was, and they want to do something similar in the sense that
he could face The Rock for The Rock's title that The Rock gave himself.
That doesn't count.
By way of Muhammad Ali's, apparently it matters to The Rock.
Well, that's fine. It can matter
to
him
if you want. And no, here's another thing too, and I hope this doesn't happen. But they leave it open because of how they announced Cody Rhodes as the undisputed WWE champion. What is he undisputed for? Oh, wait, the Universal title still technically is floating out there in the ether if they want to go ahead and bring that back as well. So that's always possible too, even though I hate that idea.
I would be surprised.
I hate it.
Now, Ric Flair also on Busted Open. He'll be stunned to hear this. Which actually I don't think is the worst idea.
Oh, boy.
So what he wanted to do in Sting's final match, he said, I wanted those guys to have the same match, but at the end, instead of leaving me laying there like that,
Darby dives through me.
Just keep me on the outside the whole time. And at the end, as Sting is standing there and those guys are gone, I jump on Sting, boom, 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 one big move to me, put the Scorpion on me, and we go off the way we started 31 years ago. So, yes, he wanted to try to screw Sting and have Sting put him in the Scorpion Deathlock, which, honest to God, given, you know, their feud, that would have been also a wonderful addition to the end of that match.
Isn't that how Nitro finished?
Yeah.
In 2000.
I feel like about 35 shows have finished like that over the years. And it would have been a fitting end to Sting and Flair, is him putting him in that Scorpion one more time and leaving him laying.
I wouldn't have hated that. I wouldn't have hated that if he was able to actually pull it off and do it, which is, again, a scary thought at this point with Ric Flair with his blood pressure and everything else at this point in his life.
Sky goes, we go off the air with Flair in an ambulance. No thanks. He didn't have to be hospitalized for a Scorpion deathlock.
No.
Just he tries to jump the guy and he
bleeding.
Gets, you know, it's like, you know what it is? You know what it is?
What? Well, one, it's not trusting Ric Flair, which may
no.
be part of it.
remember that the Kevin Owens, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then Stone Cold gave Vince one more horrible stunner?
Yes.
It was like that was a poetic ending to everything. And, you know, have Sting do everything the same. He gets his big win. Everybody's happy. You know, Flair goes to raise his hand, and then, gets the eyes. Tries to do something crazy. Sting reverses, put him in the Scorpion Deathlock. The Bucks pull Flair to safety or whatever. I mean, you know, just go full circle.
Oh, Flair going in there and delivering the Pearl Harbor and standing him up and hitting him with the chops in the corner, and Sting just doing that thing where he no-sells it. Flair can poke him in the eyes, do the low blow, and then somehow Sting survives, and you could have absolutely did that if you wanted
to. It's like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Exactly.
You got to drop the boulder on that guy one more time at the end.
Exactly.
Looks like a musical performance will be a part of the lineup for SummerSlam. Jelly Roll.
Oh boy.
Is going to perform.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah. You know, I was reading this article. I don't know a lot about Jelly Roll. But it said in the article here,
Country Action Bronson.
They called him an inspirational figure, and I thought, Jelly Roll.
Apparently, he used to do more pills than pro wrestlers.
Well, it says here that he spoke at a United States Senate hearing earlier this year about drug addiction and the dangers of fentanyl.
That's on C-SPAN.
So he is an inspirational figure. Huh. So that's accurate. So I hope he does a good job.
Do you expect him to give some testimony on that before the performance? Here's my problem. These performances never go well. Maybe he's going to have a wrapped audience.
They go well live. But exactly. Not when you're watching on TV.
Exactly. They can be fun live, even though, again, that can be a 50-50 prop as well, too, depending on what mood the fans are in and all that sort of stuff. But you got a lot of time to fill on these broadcasts when it comes to SummerSlam.
Was it Kid Rock that performed on this one time?
Kid Rock did. John Cena. Remember the John Cena did for when they had a battle with something.
No, I'm talking about like a famous person did a concert. Because I remember because I was there. And I remember it was like, man, the place loved it. They were going nuts. Like, it was just, it was great.
Did Machine Gun Kelly do one before he got beat up by Kevin Owens?
Maybe. But the point is, like, it was so much fun live. And everybody there was just having the time of their life. And then I remember coming home and it was like, God, people, this was horrible. Why did they do this concert? It totally sucked. And I was like, wow, that did not translate. Because it worked out great live, but it didn't translate to the home viewers.
No, and wrestling doesn't have a good history of this, but also, look where wrestling is going. Look where WWE is taking it, whether you want to or not. And it's been going in that direction anyway for them, where they are doubling down on the Wyatt stuff, the cinematic stuff. That is going to be a part of our show. We are doing 10 pole events that are going for two nights. We got time to fill. We got sponsors. We got synergy taking place. You can absolutely see them wanting to add musical performances and things like that into these weekends to build the weekend. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, we're going to talk about Raw and the Wyatts after the break. Observer Live.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. 1 million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. You remember when the Wyatt 6 debuted?
Yes, I do.
And I came on this show and, you know, we got YouTube and Twitch, Apple Podcasts now.
Yeah.
But on the Twitch, the members only Twitch chat here. Before the show started, everybody was all excited. I can't wait for Brian to just go nuts on this Wyatt 6 gimmick. He's gonna go nuts. And I remember reading that thinking, I hate to disappoint the people, but I must be true to myself. And I didn't hate it. And I said, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot. So, they've not had a match yet, okay? But we are several weeks in, and I don't hate it at all, actually. Now, this could change, okay? But so far, there's nothing supernatural about this group at all, with the exception of, you know, when it's time for them to make their entrance, smoke magically rises. Okay?
Not only that, we've had people pass out on the announce table, security that's been brought in, for heaven's sake.
Well, they may have been beaten up. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
They could have been given spiked cookies by Nikki Cross. I don't know. Here's the thing with supernatural. It's not supernatural if there is a potential explanation, okay? If I see a hairy man in the woods, well, it could be a bear, right? So it's not supernatural.
No.
Now, if I see someone walk through a solid wall, I mean, there ain't no explanation for that. That's supernatural. But the point is, so aside from smoke rising, what do we know about the Wyatt Six so far? They're a group of people that all were individually broken, and Bo Dallas has recruited them, and he has given them all gimmicks from the Firefly Funhouse as a tribute to his fallen brother. They're not claiming that Uncle Howdy is, I mean, they're flat out saying on TV, Bo Dallas is Uncle Howdy. It's not supposed to be some big surprise. We know that Ramblin' Rabbit is the Vintner. And, you know, Nikki Cross has been bringing videotapes, which honestly, if there's anything supernatural about this gimmick, it's that someone has a VCR somewhere. But they brought these videotapes, and, you know, what are the videotapes? Well, they're interrogations with, you know, Uncle Howdy.
Did you call it therapy?
He's in therapy. Bo Dallas was in therapy, and the Vintner has been in therapy. And as God is my witness, and actually went back and watched the first episode of NXT when Bo Dallas was there as a young, handsome babyface. I mean, it's the best promo I ever saw Bo Dallas cut in his entire life when he did his. It's the best promo I've ever seen the Vintner cut in his entire life last night. And what they are is a babyface group that are all broken people, and they are here to celebrate the memory of Bray Wyatt. That's what this is right now. And why am I supposed to hate this? What about it is so horrible right now? I mean, it could end up horrible, but I mean, so far it's like Bo Dallas came out last night, and he got totally destroyed by Chad Gable and his new crew, the Creeds, and it's not like he no-sold it. I mean, he laughed as he was being beaten up, but he didn't no-sell it. He didn't teleport. He didn't disappear. He didn't transform into Uncle Howdy. He got beaten up bad, and then finally his buddies came out and scared away the Creeds. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be mad about, but so far I'm not. I think it's fine.
Well, I will push back a little bit and say they come out the first time around, the lights dim, there's a smoke machine apparently. We linger backstage and walk backstage where there are people laid out all over the place, and that wasn't really, like, fixed.
They beat a bunch of people up. They were mad.
Do they have a bunch of people in production working for them? Is the company on their side in this? Why do we have all of these things that happen when they walk out there? Yes, it's not supernatural. Or is it? Or are we supposed to believe that the presence of Bray Wyatt is always around? And that's why all of a sudden we get one piano. That's why only the bodyguards pass out on the announcer's table and not Pat McAfee and Michael Cole and all this other. It only exists on Raw. It can't leave the universe to go somewhere else. So, look, I don't hate it either, because I can accept it. This is where we're at. I don't love it. I wouldn't necessarily do this, but it's not my company. And the fact of the matter is, do enough people like it? And at the very least, to me, can you make it interesting? And they have done that.
Now,
for short doses on a 3-hour show. Now, the problem is also, though, them coming back to wrestle. And are we going to be in characters?
That could be a problem.
Yes. Bo Dallas and Eric Rowan were the ones that should cut those promos. They have the most to say, right? So do you think that great promo streak is going to continue? I bet you it could with Joe Gacy. But will it with Dexter Lumis? Will it with Nikki Cross? We'll see.
They don't need to.
Well, I guess without them actually... Well, Nikki Cross, though, people know it's Nikki Cross. They don't necessarily know it's Dexter Lumis and Joe Gacy in the WWE world.
Well, not yet.
So I guess you don't have to do that. You're right. But are they going to be in gimmicks then?
No, because we've seen Bo without the Uncle Howdy costume, and we've seen the Vintner without Ramblin' Rabbit.
But we also have not seen Nikki Cross look like a normal human being. She's been this Sister Abigail.
Brother, her current gimmick is so much better than that old gimmick they had for her. Remember when she was just silent? And just, for like 9 months, she would just every now and then just be quiet? And I'm like, are we going anywhere with this? And the answer repeatedly was no.
Apparently a history degree, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, this is way better. And you know what? Hey, as far as like people complaining about this, you guys remember when Saray was in NXT?
Yeah.
And she had a transformative portal.
Yes.
Where she would be in the back in her street clothes. She would walk through a portal and magically transform into her gear.
It was that amulet
that's
she had.
That's 1,000 times dumber than anything they've done with the Wyatt Six.
Well, time out, Brian, because there are a lot of people that can easily lump those two things together and go, neither one of them need to be on a wrestling show.
That's fine, but that was a stupid gimmick.
It was.
It was dumb.
It was absolutely dumb.
Now, Rhea Ripley was all over the show. And long story short, you know, the beginning, she wants nothing to do with Dom. So they half explained this, that, you know, there's a weird thing in wrestling where if you're together with somebody, but they get injured and go home, somehow you don't see them until they come back from injury. All right? That's ridiculous. So, you know, they did explain... And by the way, the guy that says I don't understand anime,
yeah,
like if I understood anime, all of a sudden this transformative portal in a pro wrestling thing would be... No, it's still stupid, okay? Dude, you don't think I've ever watched Superman in my life? I grew up a little kid, I watched... You think if they had a guy that he went into a phone booth as part of his entrance and came out in a totally different outfit like magic, I'd all of a sudden go, oh, that's cool because I understand Superman. No, it's still stupid. I don't care if this is Sailor Moon. I don't care if this is whatever. It's stupid in pro wrestling, which is supposed to be a sport, to walk through a portal and transform. Do you understand?
Yes. If I wanted anime about pro wrestling, there's Baki the Grappler, right? There's that, which took place 10,000 feet under the Tokyo Dome or whatever the hell it was with all that sort of stuff. There would be that. I'm not watching anime, I'm watching wrestling, and I don't need to see grown women become schoolgirls with amulets who walk through portals and become something, okay? But again, it's like the Wyatt stuff too, so again, I don't know why people would be upset with you for not liking it, because we all have our opinions on it. It's not really that big of a deal. But, you know, I mean, come on.
Now, where was I? So they explained that I guess Ree and Dom just never lived together, even though they were together. But they basically explained on this show that while she was gone, Dom never called her once. And Priest had called her. Priest had checked in. But Dom did not. And so she was very, very angry. And he was trying to plead his case throughout the entire show. And at one point, he made some very foolish comment about how he had to go prove that she belonged to him. And boy, she did not like hearing that. And she stormed off again. And then finally, he ends up losing a match because he was an idiot. And she's angry. And they go backstage. And he's all sad. And she walks up to him and she says, I just want to know. Actually, I'll get the exact quote right here. She says, if I can find it. Oh. I feel like Granny looking for those notes. So she says to him, let's get something straight, Dom. I don't belong to anyone. I'm not yours. You're mine. And she gives him a rose.
Slapped a black rose in his chest.
And man, he is so happy. And that's like, it's actually a cliffhanger. Because I don't believe for a second that this is all kosher now. So it appears very likely that the SummerSlam match is going to be Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan. And Dominic is going to be the special guest referee. Who will he choose? And everyone's expecting Rhea to come back and squash Liv. And this reminds me so much of Triple H, Stephanie, and Kurt Angle when they had an incredible love triangle storyline in like 2001. And, you know, everybody wanted it to end with Stephanie going with Kurt Angle. But instead, Triple H was so insecure that his argument was, nobody would believe her choosing him over me. And so therefore, like, the whole climax of the thing was, she chose Hunter. And it was like the lamest ending ever to a storyline. People hated it. They've hated
Didn't
it
Jericho
for years.
Jericho also kill
and years and
his,
years.
His dog, too, in the process?
That was a different storyline, I think.
Oh,
but
sorry.
The point is, I mean, now's his chance to do it right. Dom has to choose Liv, and she beats Rhea, and then we go from there.
Well, Dom's got to screw Liv over.
And actually, you can do...
I mean, Rhea over.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Dom chooses Liv, Rhea gets screwed, Liv retains the title, and then obviously Rhea needs to get a partner to go against Liv and Dom. And, I mean, you may be able to stretch this all the way to WrestleMania. I'm not sure. But, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff that you could do if they go that direction.
At some point, I want Rhea just to shave off half of Dom's mustache.
And actually, you know who they could, you know, they could, you know, they could use is Jey Uso. Because that guy's got the hots for Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Quick reminder, tonight, it's a Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show. And we have WWF Challenge Season 2, Episode 4. We're building towards WrestleMania and the heel turn of Andre the Giant, which is exciting. And also, we've got the unnecessary censorship contest. So we tried it last week, didn't get a lot of entries, so we've given people another extra week. We've gotten some more in, so if you want to participate, send your entry 30 seconds or less MP3 to Brian at WrestlingObserver.com or F4WOnline@gmail.com. We'll play those tonight, review the show, talk to Granny. All of this available at video.F4WOnline.com, which now, as of today, has one tier, $9.99. You get all the shows and you can watch them live. So sign up for that if you want to watch videos every day, multiple videos every day. And also, the Apple Podcast is now available. Also, $9.99. All of these shows delivered to your Apple Podcasts, to your phone. And you can also check out the main site at WrestlingObserver.com where you can get everything except video. You get all the audio podcasts, 13,000 archived shows, all of the Observers.
Including the admin, my big audio nightmare, G1 Climax Annual Special. Being taped in about 10 minutes.
My God. Well, go check it out, everybody. That'll be on Apple Podcasts at some point as well. And a lot of great stuff, so check it out. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Michael, join us. It's going to be a fun time. Enjoy NXT, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.